Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bob Nelson and it's time to talk about Green Ridge. Good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And, you know, the first thing we probably should tell people, where is Green Ridge and kind of what is Green Ridge?
Well, Green Ridge is a show, a steam gas engine show, and we're a mile south, a mile west, and a mile and a half south again of Irwin, and there's signs there to follow.
Okay, so if you find Irwin, you will find Green Ridge. And when is all this happening?
The 21st and 22nd of September.
Okay, coming right up. It's a fall show, usually about this time, and it's been going on for a few years. It's I think there's something here for everybody, Bob. But let's talk about people do have to pay a little bit to get in.
Yeah, our admission is $5, and that gets you in both days. Okay. And that's all it costs you, unless you want to camp. There is camping available, and some with electricity. So if you want to camp, ask about that.
Okay. And, of course, kids under 8 are free on Friday and Saturday. But the kids have another opportunity. Excuse me. Kids are free Saturday and Sunday when they come with their parents or grandparents. But the kids have another opportunity on Friday, I believe.
Yeah, on Friday, we'll have some school kids will come. They'll bring them by bus. And so we're expecting about 200 kids for on Friday.
That has to be pretty interesting, Bob. Some interesting questions, I'm guessing, come up, and kind of fun to let kids know how things used to be done.
It sure is. They're really interested, and it's a fun day.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, September 21st, 22nd, that's Saturday and Sunday. Let's kind of just review what's happening on Saturday.
Well, we have Saturday, we have at 2 p.m., we'll have a Birds of Prey presentation, whether it be a live eagle, a hawk, and an owl, and they're going to release two red-tailed hawks that are were injured. And at 3 p.m., the kids will have pedal pole for ages 4 to 13, and pedal tractors will be provided, so that's kind of a fun thing for everybody. And in the evening, I have a steam engine show with a spark show and a movie, although that'll have to be if the weather permits and if it's not too dry.
Okay. Yeah, with sparks, that's probably a real consideration. And then I think we stick in there 4 o'clock. There's also a parade.
There'll be an antique tractor parade at 4 o'clock both days.
Okay. And then on Sunday, what's different about Sunday? You start pretty early in the morning.
Well, if you want to get up there in the morning, on Sunday morning, there'll be pancake breakfast from 7 to 8:30. And at 8:30 to 9 will be a non-denominational church service. And 9:30 will be old-fashioned hymn sing for a little while.
Okay. And then some of the same things happening that were happening on Saturday, same thing with kids and, you know, just something, again, for everybody to do. Now, you mentioned pancakes, but that's not the only food that's available throughout both days.
No, we have a pretty full menu up there. There'll be pies and that sort of thing, and almost a full meal.
And good stuff, I know. And homemade ice cream. I mean, you couldn't go hungry. So you know, this. Do you see people, Bob, that come kind of and spend the whole day?
Oh yeah, a lot of people come both days.
Aha, because they can't get it all done in one day, so they have to come back the next day. And I'm thinking one of the things that really happens here, I mean, you can go and see something, but people get to visit with folks like you who can talk about what's going on.
Right. We're always glad to talk to people. And when they got questions, we're glad to answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about, because there's these things that are for people to see throughout time, what are some of the things that people are going to see at this steam and gas engine show?
Well, we have a display of antique motorcycles. That's going to be a pretty big display, too. And we got Steve Kinkle's corn items, pony rides, petting zoo, face painting, barrel rides. We're going to thrash both days, oat hulling, stationary baler, where they'll be baling straw, and a corn sheller, old corn sheller that's used years ago, sawmill. And make some sorghum and a shingle mill, a cider press. We'll have steam engines running and gas engines. We'll have a rock crusher And there'll be a parade of antique tractors and machinery and vehicles at 4 o'clock.
Okay. So if you like old things, of course, this is a good thing to go to because they're going to be on display and some of them are going to be actually working. Now, there's a couple of things in there that might be of particular interest to the women, I believe, too. I mean, they may be interested in all the machinery, but there's a couple of other things that women may be specifically interested in.
That's right. There's going to have a quilting demonstration and a quilt and apron show with the food stand and the popcorn, the homemade ice cream and crafts and antiques and flea market.
Yeah, and good thing you mentioned that. You know, we mentioned you mentioned specifically the quilting kinds of things, but there's also vendors there of other kinds of crafts and, you know, just all kinds of things that you might see. Flea market, who knows? Flea marketing is big business now.
Yes, it is. And we have quite a few vendors coming in, and there'll be we'll have live music, too, most of the time, and there'll be some shuttle rides in case you can't walk or don't feel like you can walk out the fields to watch them thresh grain. Why, there'll be shuttle rides to take you out there. And there's handicap parking, and so if you want to come, you can do that, too.
Okay. Yeah, it's good to know because everybody likes to kind of get out, and hopefully September 21, 22 is going to be really good weather. We deserve some really nice weather. Now, you've mentioned several of the kinds of things like the steam engine running and the threshing and so on. Now, they did some threshing at the Cass County Fair. It was really well attended. I mean, this is something that some people have never seen, and it's interesting to see it.
That's right, but we do it every year, and there'll be times up there where we'll be able to, and everybody will be able to see if you just kind of pay attention to the times. We'll do it a little bit at a time.
Okay, and just oats, or are there other grains also?
We have oats and wheat both.
Okay, so you can come and see the threshing and how all of that works. Now, is that threshing machine, is it steam run?
Yeah, we will probably run a steam engine on it as long as the weather is not too dry. So we'll just have to wait and see about that.
You don't want any sparks flying out there.
That's right. We don't need fire going.
Bob, how long have you been involved with this?
Oh, I don't know, many years. It's been 37, this is the 37th year, and I've been there most of the time.
And in that time, you've also gotten your son involved.
Oh, yeah. Steve runs the steam engine, and he does blacksmithing up there at times, too. So we've got the family involved.
And saying that, you know, this is old machinery. You're running it. I'm guessing there's some maintenance. There's some things that have to be repaired and taken care of along the way.
Oh, yeah. We keep Steve busy with that.
And that's really important if you're going to keep on with this show. So can you think of a question or two that some people ask that you go, oh, my goodness, obviously they've never known anything. You know, what do people ask about? You know, I know you've had questions asked of you, but, you know, what is it that people just don't understand when they haven't seen this before?
Well, they ask how come that steam engine runs like that? Or one of the kids asked if we got that off the railroad, and some things are sort of amusing, but don't be afraid to ask a question.
Exactly, that's how we find out information. And you know, I've been to some places where you know you see a small something, you go, "What's that? And how was it used?" And at the time, it was very practical. Somebody came up with this great idea. It was a very practical thing, but we don't use it now. So this is a great way to kind of appreciate all of that work that was done in the past. So remind us again, Bob, of the dates and the place.
That's September 21st and 22nd. That's Saturday and Sunday. And you don't want to miss it.
Okay. And get to Irwin and follow the signs, and you'll be able to see it. Something there for everybody. We want to thank you very much, Bob Nelson, for visiting with us and sharing the information about the Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Show. And until next time, let's appreciate our past heritage.